Devil's Tower juts out of the Wyoming prairie like a skyscraper, hundreds of meters into the air. The massive, rocky spire is one of the world's best-known climbing areas. It's on the must-do list for most serious climbers, including Brent Kimmerly. Kimmerly lost his right leg below the knee in a car accident in 1995. He spent a long time recovering in the hospital and now uses a special prosthetic limb with an attachment that's designed for climbing rocks. On one hot summer afternoon, Kimmerly took his dad rock climbing for the first time at Devil's Tower.
My dad, who is not a climber, promised me when I was in the hospital that he would go climbing with me, and was holding true to his word and was up there mostly against his will.
Kimmerly was leading the climb up the face of Devil's Tower. He was up the cliff about 90 meters while his father held the rope on a ledge below for safety. Then suddenly, his prosthetic limb popped off his leg and fell down the cliff.
It goes careening, like bounces once off the wall, misses my dad, thankfully. I was at the time, probably at least 300 feet off the deck. Dad was 200 feet off the deck, and at this point, hanging by my last piece of gear.
While Kimmerly hung there, with one leg, trying to figure out how to get down, he heard a shout from the trail below.
Hey, you up there! We've got your leg! And I sort of hear it and I register and I'm like, all right, cool. And they're like, we'll take it to the ranger station. And initially I'm like, that's super awesome that they're going to do that. And then it occurs to me that, and I scream this at them as it occurs to me, hey, I'm going to need that to get down from here.
The Kimmerlys made it out of this predicament. Brent was able to safely rappel back down to the ledge while his father made the trip down to retrieve his leg. After making it back to the ground safely, Brent held out a camera at arm's length for a self photo of himself and his dad.
There's certainly no pictures in our repertoire that match the expressions on both of our faces. We both look very, very excited to be there, very, very excited to be alive, and very, very excited to be father and son.
Climbers will tell you that the excitement of their sport makes it addictive. They say rock climbing is like a drug.
Climbing was the one thing that got me out of the bed in the hospital that made me realize I need to get strong again to be healthy again, and I need to keep climbing.
It's this love of outdoor sports that Kimmerly now tries to share with others who've lost limbs. In the summer, he works as an adjunct professor at the Lake Tahoe Community College in California, teaching rock climbing classes. In the winter, he's a snowboard instructor for Disabled Sports USA. In both jobs, he says he gets a chance to work with Iraq war vets who've lost limbs in combat.
And being an amputee gives me a unique empathy into what a lot of these returning veterans are going through, because limb loss is an extremely common, unfortunately common, side effect of being sent to war.
Kimmerly calls his work part of an unfortunate growth industry. He says there is an increasing need for those who can teach wounded vets how to cope.
There's a need for the physical help and healing of these people. There's a need for the mental help and healing of these people. There's a need for the societal help and healing of this entire blight on our history. And these are all humongous, humongous needs that no one person or organization can fulfill. This is something that everybody needs to contribute.
More than 30,000 Americans have been wounded in Iraq. The Pentagon says about 6% of them come home with missing limbs. That's about 1,800 amputees since the war began. Brent Kimmerly says he intends to keep helping disabled vets tackle physical challenges as long as they need him. I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.